Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we return to the ever-flowing well called Maskistan. Maskistan is a well that will never run dry. Now, this article was sent to me by, of course, Neo the Outflanker, and it was updated on the 16th of April. Man terminates girlfriend minutes after celebrating her birthday in Bengaluru. Gentlemen, that is cold-blooded as hell. Oh, we're having my birthday party. And this guy's thinking, nah, bitch, this is your death day party. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man slit the throat of his 26-year-old girlfriend minutes after they celebrated her birthday together in Bengaluru on Friday. The deceased has been identified as Navya, a native of Kanakapura. She lived in Bengaluru and worked as a clerk in the Internal Security Division with the police department. Navya's boyfriend, Prashanth, a distant relative of hers. Wait a minute. You know what? I'm not going to open that can of worms. Do with that information what you will. But he also hails from Kanakapura. The duo were in love for the last 6 years. Navya's birthday was on April 11th, but because of her busy schedule, they celebrated it on Friday. On Friday night, she came down to Prashant's place where she cut the cake. Soon after, Prashanth took the knife, slit her throat, and stabbed her to death. Man, I tell you, Stabby McStabbison always makes an appearance. Oh, what's your name? Shanky McShanks-a-lot. Captain Stabby. I'm going to take a stab at the problem. Ain't shit. Navya was taken to Victoria Hospital, where doctors declared that she was brought in offline. Rajagopal Nagar police officials said, quote unquote, during questioning, Prashanth said that he terminated her because she was chatting with other men, i.e., she was already setting up the knife of betrayal to plunge into his back as she made her exit. The duo have fought over the issue multiple times in recent times, an official said. So, once again, she was setting up the dual mating strategy or her exit plan. Once again, ladies, if a man suspects you of, you know, being around other men, which honestly, if you're in a relationship, you should not. You should do everything in your power to gain that man's trust. But like I said, we live in a modern world that actually incentivizes and rewards female infidelity. And you wonder why so many men are just cutting bait from the relationship market all together. Hey, what more can be said? honestly, what more can be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in his place. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom, aka Stabby McStabs a lot. Psychological impact, gotta give this one a 5. And for the brutality factor, of course, you know I'm gonna go ahead and give this one a 15, because once again, up close, personal, Captain Stabbing makes his appearance once again. So yeah, Prashanth, the Punjab Punisher, gets a score of 45. Ladies of this modern world, you have so much bullshit that you're putting men through in regards to infidelity, and yet you want to turn around and gaslight us men by saying we're controlling, we're insecure. No, ladies, no, no. It's called respect, trust. If those two things are not in a relationship, the relationship is dead. If a man cannot trust you, guess what? That relationship is dead. If you can't respect your man, the relationship is dead. But hey, we live in a world that continues to allow female fuckery to go damn near unchallenged. Why? Because we all know this, women in every society are consumers. So yes, the system has to pander to adult body, yet mentally children. Period. But hey, you know what? We all know that not every man is going to take cheating on the chin. They're not going to do it. So yes, there will be more women who will decide that they want to step out or try to set up the scenario for them to step out on their man. Their man finds out, hey, if he takes matters into his own hands, you know what? I'm just going to say it. You set the scenario for that man to put on the mask. Therefore, you set the scenario for your own demise. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who still think that you're going to get off easy with cheating on certain men, or setting up the scenario for you to cheat on certain men, you better understand this. You better take this into consideration. Honestly, the power you think you have via society to set those scenarios up and make those actions, that power is going out. Feminism and the idea that society is going to shield you from the repercussions of your choice, and yes, I said choice, that's gone out right along with it. Because I'm going to keep harping on this when it comes to infidelity. Even though the modern man has been trained, brainwashed, if you will, to take it on the chin, no. More and more men are waking up from that programming. They're breaking those simp chips. And guess what? No one's going to hold you accountable but him. And yes, ladies, that man might decide to put that mask on. Hey, cheating is one of the biggest forms of betrayal for men. And that's something that a lot of men, it's even in the Bible, Leviticus 10:22. So, hey, if a man finds out that his woman is cheating and he takes matters into his own hands, look, ladies, I'm just going to say it. You set the scenario. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.